welcome back to Home on Late Training. I'm Didier.
Hi, I'm Leslie.
And we're a variety show, changes topics every week. And this week, we're back again for some catch-up and catch-up with your two favorite people.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, label myself with gay, human. I'm just a person.
Yeah.
I'm just DNA.
I'm just a human. We do not see color.
Yeah.
This is going to be our second round of catch up. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying the first two episodes and can connect to us, because that's the whole reason we're doing these little episodes. Let us know what y'all think.
And, you know, this section is also open for interpretation. So whenever we feel like doing something, this is going to be our chance to just fucking talk about it. Because there's some things I want to rant about that I feel like no other episode gives me that opportunity other than this one.
Yeah, the structure that we have doesn't allow us to have our little rants.
So let's get into it.
So, how are you? How am I?
How am I?
Yeah, how are you? How's it been going since our last catch up? Are things better? Not better? How are you?
Before I answer that, you know the girls from Broad City had a mini reunion for a commercial?
They did?
I think it was either Walmart or something. I don't remember, but they had like a mini little skit of them. Was it tampons or something? It was something like that isn't normal that would fit their characters like perfectly.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
I'll have to look into it. Because
it's just so cute.
How am I? It's like viral. And it's so funny because Broad City like ended like such a long time ago. Maybe I've mentioned it or not. I think you know this. It is one of my comfort shows.
Yeah. Whose ketchup is this? No.
Aww.
Laxatives.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, for Miralax. There we go. Miralax.
I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll find it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll have to look into it. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Oh, we'll have to get into that. Anyway, but no, how am I? Not well. From last episode, I mean, obviously I was coming to grips with my whole life.
Yeah.
But now life has come crashing down again because now apparently my health is now part of this whole equation. It's not just mental illness thing. It's now bowel illness thing. Not IBS, but pretty much my doctor was just like, listen, bitch, like, this is not cute. These test results, they're not cute. The diet's not working. You're going to have to make some major life changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've always known, but I don't know what it is about the young person mindset of just like, well, yeah, like, I know that's bad for me, but it's not bad for me yet. You know, mm-hmm. And I think that now things are really catching up where it's like not so innocent anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, now my life decisions are having an impact on my everyday functioning, not just like, oh, my tummy hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now it hurts like a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like having to figure that out. And I think coming from an American standpoint, I think we're very supplement driven society where any ailment, take a pill. You're tired, constantly sad, want to kill yourself. Take fucking, what's that algae? It's like, or green moss. They're like, drink green moss.
It's spirulina.
Yeah. Stop. I have a spirulina bottle. See, and
actually,
like, I got it.
Actually, that's a good superfood to
is
have.
It?
Are you actually taking it?
No, so I've been collecting them because I had to go on antibiotics, so uh-huh. I didn't use them, but I'm trying to figure out, because now, listen, I partake in extracurricular sexual activities.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, this catch up. Okay.
But I mean, sexual health is very important, you know? So uh-huh. I take PrEP, you know, to protect myself and all that stuff. And, you know, my doctor also was kind of like, all right, you've been on PrEP for a while now. You know, I think you should, you know, what are you doing? What's going on? I'm like, yeah, I do it. But like, it's like sporadic, you know, because sometimes whatever, I'm in the mood, I'm not. And she's like, well, you know, just so you know, this isn't like a permanent solution. So, you know, you could still be on it, but, like, just remember that, like, you know, you, like, probably shouldn't be on it, like, for a really, really long time.
This might be TMI. Is she alluding to just use condoms?
I don't know if she was alluding to
like,
use less condom, but just kind of just be, like, limit the
usage of PrEP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she wasn't, like, stop having sex.
Yeah. She wasn't just, like, you're a fucking whore.
You're
but
a little
just,
bitch.
Just kind of just being, like, you know, you shouldn't be kind of, like, really that on the fence, you know?
Unless you would need to, right?
Yeah, unless I was like, you know, in a whatever.
In a situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also kind of just don't want to, you know, I just want to just, not to sound like millennial, but I want to detox. You know what I mean? I want to, and by detox, I mean stop taking it. Yeah. Not fucking going on some fucking random lemon, cumin, fucking cayenne pepper thing, you know, yeah. Acid vinegar shot.
Yeah.
I just want to just kind of just start to focus on things like that because I'm not really out there looking and I'm not like, I don't know, like being promiscuous right now isn't on my top priorities. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't bug me that I'm going to get off of it. You know, I'm not, not like, oh my God, my doctor said I need to get off of it because my kidney's failing. But it was like, she brought up a good point. She's like, okay, well, you're telling me you're not active, but you're still taking it. I was like, well, what if one day I do? Like, what if one day it just hits me and I want
to
do it.
Because you take PrEP so that you don't have to use condoms? Because I know about PrEP and PEP. Yeah. So if you're...
PEP is like if I had like a one night exposure. Yeah, an exposure thing.
And PrEP is kind of like if you're going to have sex with someone, doesn't have their HIV under control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you are partaking in sex with like strangers and they tend to not be safe every single time.
Okay. Because you're maybe not asking some of those questions like...
Well, you are, but I mean, anyone can say...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
so, true. I mean, yeah, obviously, but...
I see.
They really don't know. So it's just more for myself.
I was in the field, so I kind of...
Yeah, she used to work with this stuff.
Okay, so that's why you were taking PrEP and now...
Yeah.
Well, you know, you kind of know the medication in general that folks take for HIV AIDS does fuck up their...
The kidneys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's fine. I mean, what?
Fuck up my kidneys, but I won't stop having sex.
It's fine because my kidneys are okay and I have not managed to have any sexual diseases. So that's okay. But
it's
obviously,
done what it needed to do.
Yeah. It did what it needed to be done.
And since you're not actively...
I'm not actively looking and I'm also not actively dating, you know what I mean? And I'm not in a relationship with someone who has HIV. So I'm kind of just doing it just in case one random day I'm just like, all right, let's do it.
I see.
You know what I mean? But it's like those are becoming a lot less frequent because of all the other overlying issues of my life, you know?
Yeah, they're taking precedent.
For sure. So part of all of that to say that part of my journey of getting my health together is just kind of like refocusing on the diet aspect of it. And, you know, we said our most played episode was dietitian episode with Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And now I have an appointment to meet with a dietitian. So,
I'm
not a nutritionist, not a life coach, like an actual doctor that's going to have to tell me, like, listen, fatso, you're going to have to fucking do this. You know, which maybe that's what I need. I mean, maybe I do need a doctor to like say it, you know, not a TikTok saying, are you tired? Incorporate blackberries into your diet. You know what I mean? Like I need the doctor to be like, you need to do blackberries or we're going to remove your colon.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of need like authority to like look at your
I need to be smacked around a little
bit. Yeah, you do. You respond well to being told like you're actually going to die. Instead of like a TikTok or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just kind of been now an adjustment period because now I'm in the mourning period of that because, you know, I was on antibiotics. So for like a couple weeks, I was kind of like waiting to now be introduced to this new thing. And it's just now ending where I'm like in the mourning thing. I'm like, well, this is the last chicken nugget I'm ever going to have of my life. But also why I want to talk to Lauren. You know, I want to see, like, Lauren, like, do I really have to give up chicken nuggets? Like, really? Like, can I have, like, just, like, a six-piece? Like, at least? Like, can I have a Mighty Kids meal, please? You know? So kind of want to see what her unbiased opinion is because I know a lot of it, when it comes to doctors, it's, like, fat-shaming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm scared that I'm going to meet with this dietitian just going to be like, oh, just more fruits and vegetables, nuts, berries and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, girl, like, duh. But like, I don't know. I need something a little bit more specific and more knowledgeable. Like, you're taking this because this supplement or this vitamin is going to help with the, you know what I mean? Like, I need more because I need to be more knowledgeable when I'm selecting the foods because then I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I just grab broccoli or grab spinach or grab kale. I don't know. I'm anticipating what's going to happen, but I'm happy that we have Lauren as a connect because I have mentioned to her, like, how I am interested, and she has been open to it. So at least a combo about, hey, this is what's happening. I have a very disordered relationship with eating. As you guys know, if you listen to our Lauren episode, how can I now do this with now being having the disordered eating on top of, like, not only am I, like, guilty for eating certain things, now it's, like, an actual health risks. So now, like, my guiltiness is not guilty anymore. Now it's, like, actual, like, fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Now there's this big health component that it's actually taking over the shame and the just negative relationships we have with food, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll say we in there as well. But, yeah, now someone has told you, like, actually, this showed up on your labs.
Yeah.
And it's correlated with, like, your diet. So yeah, you got to fix that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We found a whole cheeseburger in your artery. And that's not okay, bro. Like,
so you have this appointment with a dietitian scheduled.
No, okay. They've been calling me and I trying to get it scheduled. Uh-huh. So that's just, it's just trying to figure out with my work schedule of how I would fit it in. So I'm figuring out how much time it's going to be and all that stuff, because all this happened, like, really recently. So I just got the call yesterday from the doctor saying, hey, just call in to try to schedule an appointment with you. And I'm like, okay, I'll get to you soon. So no, it's in the works. I don't have it scheduled yet, but, it is, like, on the – I mean, it's on the – I was told I need to do this, so I don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just for fun, like, ooh, gonna, you know, mm-hmm. peace sign, gonna go see this dietitian for fun. Like, no, like, I have to mm-hmm. pay this fucking copay to go talk to this person about mm-hmm. whatever this is. So mm-hmm. – but that's just been kind of my thing. And, you know, I cleaned out my pantry. I cleaned out my fridge. Mm-hmm. Anything that I was anticipating of ever doing, I just got rid of.
Yeah.
I'm just not a future kind of girl anymore. I'm not the girl that's going to say, I'll make this in the future. I'm not. I'm really not that girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a in the moment kind of person.
Yeah.
I'm living by the edge of my seat.
Yeah. You have to be in the moment and be with the moment at the moment.
Or else I'm in the past.
Yeah. And that's not working out for you. Yeah. I'm glad that you're kind of coming to a reckoning with yourself of, like, being like, okay, I need to stop pretending that, like, I'm going to cook this. Or, like, I need to stop pretending I'm actually going to eat this if I buy it, and I'll eat it, like, in 2 days because I'm probably not going to. Mm-hmm. And that's part of growing up.
Yeah. It is, because, you know, you're just inundated with so much, like, I don't know, content that kind of tells you this is the way you need to do it. So you try to, but it's just not matching with who you are as, like, a person. Mm-hmm. But you're trying so hard to fit this mold of what is productive, what is healthy, what is normal, that you just, like, you have that motivation for the first 2 days, and then by the third day it's, like, completely crumbled, and then you feel guilty, and then you spiral, and then you just don't even bother because now it's just blah. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, just like a cycle that just keeps going, and then now it's been, like, four years.
You know what I mean? 4 years. Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, you see all these things and you're like, yeah, that would work for my life. But we're also different, that I think it's really true that there could be multiple things out there that are good for you. Mm-hmm. But only some are really going to work for your life in your setting. Mm-hmm. And just, like, pick one, doesn't work, change it. But also, like, don't force something, right? If you're not going to be a morning person, or if you're not a cook, why set yourself up to fail?
Because, to go work out in the morning.
Yeah, to work out in the morning, or to plan out elaborate dinners, because then that's that whole model of, like, you're immediately setting up yourself to fail, which will continue to discourage you and derail you, mm-hmm. right? And so they talk about, like, those habits that you know you can actually do, which you're not going to work out, right? But you can commit to a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, through, I don't know.
Work.
Work or Lady Gaga's album. I don't know. Walk for the entirety of Lady Gaga's album. Little things that they say that, you know, if you love music, you fucking hate working out, but there's this new album that you can't wait to listen to it, commit to joining those two things together, something that you're kind of okay with and something that you love.
Yeah. One thing that you pointed out to me when we were talking about savings, which we need to have either a ketchup or a thoughtful moment about fucking money, because let me tell you, we're on it high.
Yeah.
But, you know, you mentioned about it being, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Yeah. And I think that's kind of the mentality that I naturally am inclined to have. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people are.
For sure.
Because even, like, you're saying, we're talking about therapy, and you were like, you know, have you ever taken what they say? And I'm like, I remember one time my therapist, I was telling her, like, she's like, well, why don't you eat in the morning, in the breakfast? And I was like, because, you know, I don't have time. And, you know, I always feel like if I'm going to eat something in the morning, it needs to be healthy. So if I don't have something healthy to eat, then, like, I'm just like, then what's the point, you know? And she's like, so your option is not to eat mm-hmm. if there's, like, nothing healthy at all. And I'm like, well, yeah, because, like, what's the alternative? She's like, you kind of just need to eat just to do it. Like, because she was just saying, how are you supposed to build into a habit of eating in the morning if you're not even eating something basic? Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, it doesn't even have to be. She's like, if it really is just a Pop-Tart, at least you're getting yourself into the habit of eating something in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and I always kind of, that stuck with me because it is always like, if it's not the healthiest thing, I don't want to make it. Mm-hmm. Like even with Lauren, I don't know if it was in the Erased episode that still haunts my dreams or the one that we did with her where we're talking about fideo. Love, if you're Mexican, you know what fideo is. Mm-hmm. Love it. And I always tell her, like, I feel like I want it, but, you know, I feel like I have to add vegetables to it to even justify enjoying it, you know, and she was just like, well, why can't you just enjoy it as it is, you know, and kind of just telling me about, I should be adding vegetables, you know, because I want to, not because I think it's what I need to do to make it the most healthy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So just like things like that, that I've been kind of are coming into my consciousness now, but now with this new idea of like, okay, now it's not about a fad diet. It's not about losing weight. It's about like your body needing the essential nutrients that it's not been getting from those McDonald's nuggets, which I'm sorry, you guys, I love Palestine, but you know what? The grip that McDonald's has on my bones is unsurmisable. Mm-hmm. Like that needs to be investigated. We're talking about investing in these airplanes. Why is this fast food addicting?
Yeah, the dietitian will be what
she should. I hope she does.
Yeah, it kind of also, what you pointed out about your therapist saying that, Lauren pointed out the exact same thing. So yeah. It's going to be very interesting when you speak to her or even the dietitian and they kind of ask you questions and you'll be able to bring in what you kind of already know and what you haven't yet been able to implement and what you're now kind of being forced almost to implement. Yeah, with already kind of having this knowledge about like the breakfast thing, you know, similar with Lauren, she's like, you know, you're starving at night and why, you know, her question was like, but why are you starving at night is a better question. Like not that you are hungry at night and you should eat, but it's like, what brought you to the point that you're literally starving? And it's like, oh, cause like I didn't eat at all. Mm. And so then she, you know, kind of reworked that with you, which I thought was so interesting. But
was that the one that we recorded or was that the last one? I don't remember.
No, that was the one we recorded. Okay, okay. Because you mentioned that, you know your tummy on a, like a tangent, you know your tummy doesn't do well if you eat late because then you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so you're conflicted because then you're literally going to choose, I'm just not going to eat then.
Yeah.
And Lauren was like, but kind of let's go back through that.
Wait, baby, rewind.
10 hours. Why are you at a point where you're having to debate, do I eat or do I not eat even though I'm starving?
Yeah. For sure.
Right. And you were kind of like, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to it. It's a good episode.
It's a really, really good episode.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's where I'm at now. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I don't ever want to be put in a position where it's gotten to an extreme, right? But I don't know. I feel like just sometimes, like, that's just what life deals to you. And it's just like, see, if you're not going to listen, you're not going to listen before, you're going to listen now.
Yeah. That's the really cool thing about life. I know it can be unfortunate sometimes, but we will always be held accountable for our actions and the choices. And whatever we choose to do at the time that we were told or that we knew we needed to do something, or whether we decide not to because it's like we're not in the space, we don't have the time. It's like kind of what you mentioned earlier. It's like, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Now fast forward, it's like, oh, it's not fine. And we're confronted with these decisions and we're confronted with these things that are presented to us where we see things unfold and that's how we learn. And that's how, you know, some people do have to learn, quote unquote, the hard way. And I really, really do believe that. I've had to learn the hard way. You've had to learn the hard way. You're learning the hard way. But then you can really try to implement certain things and live by them. Because then I think those lessons, well, then you'll apply them elsewhere because you're like, I've already learned the hard way here. I would hate to learn the hard way doing this or that.
Yeah.
Because I know what it's like to learn the hard way. And there's this quote or something that I like read, which you may be able to resonate. And I literally have seen it unfold with multiple people. But when you don't prioritize your health or like, for example, taking like a rest day when you know you need to, your body's going to do that for you in the most inconvenient way. Yeah. And it's going to be when the week you're getting married. It's going to be when you have to fly across. Mm-hmm. It's going to be when, like, you literally can't take a day off because, like, your job depends on it. It's like your body's going to choose that because when it gave you time and gave you, like, signals of, like, oh, that really hurts. Or, like, oh, like, I'm dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And you chose to still go, 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 go. Now, this is part of capitalism, right? In the world we live in, your body's going to make sure that actually does it in the most inconvenient way for you. And you're going to have to just... Your hands are going to be tied at that point.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of not happening to you. I don't think it's inconvenient, but it's an alert, like a big alert of like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I should probably go see this dietitian.
Yeah. Like it's definitely not something that's life threatening.
Yeah.
But it's also a concern.
Yeah, they didn't give you a week to live.
Yeah. But they also...
That would be inconvenient.
But they also said, we are going to call you and schedule this for you because this needs to happen.
Yeah.
Not like a, if you want, I mean, here's the number. Yeah. No, they were like, they're going to call you on Monday. You know what I mean? Like, so that's kind of what that problem, that situation was. But yeah, so now I'm just kind of... at reckoning with myself and who I am, what would I become, the monster, and I don't know. It's just, it's too much. It's too much, and then, you know, now we're dealing with the living situation now, so I'm just hoping that everything just goes smoothly, or this is just more of a good omen, right? Yeah. You know, like, the whole, like, living situation's seeming like a comfortable situation for everybody now about what we've decided, and then even, like, my life choices that I'm going to make now, I don't feel like it's a burden now. Now I just kind of feel like, not like thank God this happened, but kind of like, okay, well now like, now there's really no excuse to have to put this off, you know, like, because now if I don't do it, I'm going to feel the immediate repercussions of what I'm doing to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if like, let's say all of a sudden I am gluten sensitive, right? Like, for example, like, I don't know. Is it IBS? I don't know what it does. Yeah. But it does like IBS. So then you eat gluten, you're going to get IBS automatically. So then, or diabetic, like if you have sugar, bitch, you're going to fucking seizure up. Like, you know what I mean? So now it's not, I don't even have like a choice to do it. And sometimes that's the position life puts you in. And if anything these little catch-ups tell you is just that, like, God damn, like, fucking fix your fucking life, bitch.
Yeah, fix your face, fix your lipstick before you talk to me. Gosh, you're being forced to learn a lot. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Can we talk about you?
Yeah. So...